know what? Actually, you're on Mucho Mondays Avenue. We're the only podcast that won't hit it and quit it after you press play. And we're your host, Byron G, or Byron Gonzalez for short.
And Daniela Avocado. Yes, yes. Welcome back, guys. We are so excited. In fact, you can say we're electrified. That was, as you know, Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant. And made popular by Pineapple Express.
Hell yeah. I think I didn't know of the song until that movie came out. But quick little fact, if you take a trip down to Venice Beach, you can actually find Electric Avenue. I mean, if you Google it, I'm sure you'll find it.
And if you head down to your local liquor store, another fun fact, you will find pineapple, Trident chewing gum. Although I would prefer bubblegum, I'll take it. And also, White Owl pineapple blunts.
Oh, yeah. And you could also go down to the local weed shop and get you some Pineapple Express. And then after that, you can just go head to your local DVD provider and grab yourself a copy of Pineapple Express.
To your local market and buy a pineapple.
So you can deep... So you could put that pineapple in that water and have tasty, tasty water.
To go with your pineapple chewing gum while playing
Pineapple Express.
No, it's a pineapple Inception. Dun, dun, dun.
I think Exhibit would probably be proud of us.
I think he would be. Shout out to Nine Gang and all you meme lovers. Yes, and if you get that joke, then you're probably a friend of mine. Because if you don't meme, then you ain't no friend of mine. I was going somewhere with that. Anywho, we do have a lot of great, cool facts, events, and movies, as usual, because that's our thing. It's what we do.
And what we also have here for you guys is music songs. And this first one is from Neon Indian. And I think you've heard this one.
Thank you. that time and realize it's right before my eyes, and I can take it if it's what I want to do. I am leaving, and this is starting to feel like it's right before my eyes, and I can taste it.
Byron. OMG. Sorry, I was having a moment. Get it? You know, like Byron G?
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, whatever. OM Byron. Paper Planes. I hadn't heard that remix. I don't know what DFA stands for, but that was a DFA remix.
Yeah. When I first heard that song, I was just like, wait, is this Paper Planes coming into the mix right now? Because already it was just so funky in the beginning. And you're like grooving, and then Paper Planes just pops out in the middle. But before that was Two Door Cinema Club with What You Know.
It's definitely been on repeat for the past 2 weeks. It's really good. That one and fucking, what's that song I played last week?
The Soft Pack?
I like that one too, but no, it's that other one that we fucking played. It's the radio song, the one that's like, do I wanna know? Oh, the Arctic Monkeys, that one right there.
Oh, yeah, with the cool ass music video?
Well, no, but I think Two Door Cinema Club definitely replaced it for Right Meow.
I hope it doesn't happen to me soon, but you know what is related to doors to but you know what is related to Two Door Cinema Club that you might like, Daniela?
What? Guess. Tell me. Blueberry muffins.
But the outdoor meek.
Oh, snaps, you were telling me about those. Okay, guys, this is actually pretty cool because not only have we become your source for fucking the best music in the whole wide world, this episode has a lot of interesting things to do. So, woo!
Just like every episode, come on. That outdoor movie events for you, they are free. I mean, kind of. But, you know, it doesn't break the bank. This week, I'll be announcing to you guys at the end of summer movie list. Wait, what is end of summer? Are we in end of summer? Like, time? Is it really? Because I'm not too sure about it.
So I battled it out with Cortana and Google One, and it told me that summer ends September 22nd.
Oh, okay. That's why I've been seeing end of summer, like, logos and advertisement. I was like, what? Already?
Yeah, that's also how I got my tent. I went camping to Sequoia National Park, and Big Five was having an end of summer sale. Pretty chill.
You're like, oh, it all makes sense now. I was a little in the dark. September 21st, today, Monday, Edward Scissorhands at the Alcove Cafe in Los Feliz. And this one is free. But then there's no movies throughout the week until Saturday. There's a total of like, looks like 6 movies that day, all in one day. So you have a lot to choose from. They're playing When Harry Met Sally over at the Sky Bar on the Sunset Strip. I think that one's free. They're playing Some Kind of Wonderful and Fast Times at Ridgemont High at Exposition Park. There's food trucks there. There's reserved seating. You have to look up special pricing for that one. And you could also catch Ghostbusters over at the Marriott Golden Golf Course in Manhattan Beach. There's special pricing for this one too, meaning it's not free. Or go check out Coming to America, that Eddie Murphy movie, which is hilarious. It's over at Barnsdale Park. It's $25, but it includes wine tasting.
Wine tasting, you said?
I wish it was kind of like a brunch too, though.
Yeah, maybe even just like a bucket of bacon strips. That would be cool.
Yeah, that would suffice. There's also a special 30th anniversary screening of Back to the Future at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Oh my God, my heart is racing. That sounds so cool. I think my heart's going about like 88 miles per hour right now.
Whoa, chill out, dude. I don't want to lose you to the future.
Or the past.
Yeah, or the past. I thought of that halfway through my statement. But hopefully you guys get to scope out those outdoor movie screenings. You don't want to miss out at least on one. You know, go out there, do things, be adventurous before it gets so cold for us here in California. You know, gets so cold we might even have to bust out our UGG boots
and double sweaters. Damn, this is gonna be the worst winter ever.
Oh, I can't even right now.
Real California problems, you know.
But what's not a problem is our music selection. So here's the next song. This is When I'm Small by Pantogram.
Make you stay.
Last cat with them changes. Very groovy bass line, just keeps you bouncing. Before that one was Sanae Bosé with Hard Time. And I've played her on here before. You guys might have remembered her other song called Younger. this cool little remix. It kind of, I don't know, it's just so powerful.
Yeah, so powerful. When he heard it, he was like, whoa, was that an earthquake or a realization? He says, who knows? But what I do know is that there is going to be some really cool events happening locally if you're from the LA area.
I hope you are, because that's what our Facebook ads are naming for.
Yes, right. Or you can be someone from buttfuck middle of who knows where, just wanting to know the ins and outs of LA, because we're a reliable source for cool information.
And wherever you are, it's a nice place. I've been there before. You guys are real chill. Everybody there is nice to me. So be proud of where you are anyway.
Yeah. But if you're in San Pedro, this Friday, September 25th, around 5 p.m. and the rest of the weekend, you can enjoy the Port of Los Angeles Lobster Festival. It's $10. 12 and under are free. And fun little fact, all the lobsters are actually being flown in from Maine. So I hope they're fresh. They're having a whole festival, so.
I wonder how long that plane flight is. And are they going to get a meal in between? And I got to know each of their names.
Speaking of free range, Abbot Kinney Festival is happening as well. And it is free on Sunday, September 27th. It starts at 10 a.m. So get your Tom Uggs and your farmer's hat going on. There's free bike ballet, so you can lock it up carefree. There's going to be, I don't know, food trucks, just, I believe, live music, art, jewelry being, all the things that you would expect from Venice and the West Side area, all into one beautiful festival. There's also Surf City Surf Dog. It is exactly what it sounds like. Surfing for dogs.
Oh my god, I'm gonna take my camera over there and just be taking pictures of all the dogs annoying the owners.
You should, because it is free for spectators. And if you have a poocher that you want to register, it is $63. Get your information at the surfcityservedog.com website. I want to say it's going to be at the Huntington Dog Beach. They'll have all the information at the site. Also, on Saturday 26th is the Tar Fest, this free outdoor concert, and who doesn't love that? There's going to be foods and drinks in addition to the live bands, and for the kids, live paintings and activities. Or I might have gotten that backwards. I want to say activities for the kids and live painting. Either or sounds super.
And I've got one for you guys that you would have to buy in advance, because it's not out yet, and not until October 3rd, which will be the Los Angeles Donut Festival. Tickets are kind of pricey, but it's worth it, because you get free donut samples from like more than 20 donut suppliers, and free coffee from probably a bunch of coffee shops. Tickets vary from $29 as in general admission, kids 13 and up, and you know, adults. Kids 6 to 12 is $15. And you could also get a t-shirt for $15 or a lunch combo ticket for $12 on top of the regular prices. It should be fun. I mean, who doesn't love donuts, right?
Fucking love donuts, and so does Homer, so it's basically cool people approved.
Exactly. And what else is cool people approved? This next trio of songs, because it is from cool people, Queen right here.
That's me. Oh my god. So before this next trio of songs, I did not know that Nina Sky was the duo. It's two people, identical twins. Did you know this, Brian G?
No, actually, every time I saw a music video with Nina Sky, I thought it was just one person. I mean, who names themselves like Nina Sky?
And like one groupie next to her? Who did you think was the main one?
The short-haired one. I don't know why I thought the other one was like a... She's just always there as part of her posse.
That's effing hilarious, but not far off. I thought that somehow they had done this parent trap-like thing and were just... It was digital. But anyway, that's how our brain works. And this is Alchemist and how his musical brain works with Hold You Down featuring Nina Sky.
Like this, man. Hey, yo. When it come to text, I'm similar to a menace. But old dog sniffing cane couldn't fuck with the damage that I do to a bastard. Keep fucking around. Won't be nobody strong enough to. Strong enough to. Yeah. I leaves them in shock. Niggas get sentenced to life and stretched in a box. Most of my friends got murdered and damn, I feel lost. Wish I was dead when it popped off the. Nobody but me. I got a whole gang of niggas, but that's how you gotta think. If you wanna make it alive and all in one piece, it takes much more than them things to. Yeah, yo, Sonny, I'm well connected in the street. We loyal to each other when it come to that beef. We get. Don't worry about a thing, my nigga. I forever leave.
Even when shit gets hard, I'm going to make sure that I'm around to hold you. We'll never leave the side until the day I die. I'm gonna.
When the time is worse, never leave my fam in the jam. I'm dying first, never till my last dollar. I'm grinding first, never take the stand on my fam. I'm silent first, it's going down. You feel me? The alchemist in the flesh, and I love this profession, but I throw it all away in a second. Cause I'm for the cause when my life is threatened. Take this and that, maybe that'll take that, take that. Man, you know how he cooks the pot up. You could get caught up in some things you would not want us to slow. And watch how I mold the sound, so when I ain't around, the music still. But I'ma keep my eyes open, yo, I don't even blink. Keep the pen moving down the line, I don't even think. Just write it on the paper, get my vocals in sync. Check how it sounds.
Even when shit gets hard, I'm going to make sure that I'm around to hold you. We'll never leave the side until the day I die. I'm gonna recognize that this game can be hard. Long as you go with me, we are.
For all my niggas I war for, blow the 444. You know I get
some, I know it, you know it.
Even if we trap standing back to back, gal.
No doubt, no doubt.
No matter if you're wrong or right, you still right. For you I lay a nigga. I don't care if it's the president, I cock my shit, man. For all y'all bitches in the club, if you hop in my truck, first thing you're gonna go. And when we get to the telly, I'ma bend you over and.
Hey yo, mob thugs, drops and trucks. We got enough paper to front. You see our guns and ducks. Somebody finna get wigged, homie. I hope your outfitter. I seriously doubt it. My chain costs a quarter mil. Imagine what I spent gun shopping. Got bullets by the thousands. The shots won't ever stop. They say that we wildin'. And I'm far from recluse. Right on Front Street with the fullies and the coupes. For the drama and the shooting, then I take bullets and die.
Even when shit gets hard, I'm going to make sure that I'm around to hold you. We'll never leave the side until the day I die. I'm gonna recognize that this game can be hard. Long as you go with me, we are.
Feel the heart. know a good thing until it's gone. I say you need a little time to realize it's wrong. Got so tired of waiting for the brand new you. How could a bond this weak really pull through? Yeah, we try, and days they pass us by. Broke down and we cry. Yeah, remember the relief that I feel inside.
Rolling, but it's straight sexy.
I wanna party with you.
Ooh, and that little Neapolitan sandwich ice cream sandwich made out of music. Nina Sky with Heartbeat, and that was actually released as a single for their third studio album, Nicole and Natalie. That's their names, FYI. Nicole and Natalie.
Yeah, Nina Sky from that. Like, what's their line of reasoning for that?
I know, at first I was like, oh, Nina Sky. Like, maybe they call Nina Nicole. What? And that's as far as I got.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing, but I guess.
Yeah, whatever. So, you know, in the middle, that would be the vanilla, I guess. Nina Sky with Heartbeat. I would have to say that Hold You Down by Alchemist would be the chocolate, because Major Lazer has to be strawberry. Oh yeah. Well, as promised, because, you know, I am a woman of her word, here are some random facts that are actually quite questionable. Shout out to kickassfacts.com. They do provide sources. I didn't really check all of them. But anywho, so here's this first one. I thought it would be fitting since Byron is always bullying hipsters. So I don't know what his deal is with them, but the term hipster originated in the 1940s and was used to describe jazz aficionados, characterized by their dress slang, use of cannabis and other drugs, relaxed attitudes, sarcastic humor, self-imposed poverty, so looking poor, and relaxed sexual codes.
Yeah, that sounds like the modern hipster.
Yep. Moving Staircase was built in 1898 at a Harrods store in London. So I don't know, is that Macy's or something? I don't know. Didn't check. Riders found the escalators so nerve-wracking that an employee stood at the top offering brandy so that they could recover from the ordeal.
I would ride the escalator all the time. I'm going shopping.
And just pretend you were in distress. Like, I might need two brandies, please. Something like that. Or three, you know, depending on how you felt that day. This one is... I feel like this has to be true. Walt Disney would often visit Disneyland incognito, wearing old clothes and a straw farmer's hat. He would sit on rides and time them to make sure operators didn't rush Disneyland visitors. That is some boss customer service right there. In 2012, this one's fun, rumors began circulating on the Iranian internet that Pepsi planned to use a powerful laser to shine the image of their logo on the moon surface. Thousands of Iranians climbed onto the roofs to stare at the moon. And when nothing happened, some bought Coca-Cola out of spite. Can you believe that, dude? Like, they were... I mean, I guess I shouldn't poke fun. Pretty funny. Like, they were lined up waiting to see the Pepsi logo on the moon. That's fucking cute. Apes who have been trained to use sign language have so far failed to ever ask a single question. And on the other hand, the first animal to ask an existential question was a parrot named Alex, and he asked what color he was and learned that he was a gray parrot. That's fucking cute. Wow. And kind of creepy a little bit. So that makes me think they have to know they're pooping on us on purpose. They have to. Last one, and I have to say I love you, Betty White, but this is fucking hilarious. Betty White is... because she was born in 1922 and sliced bread was introduced in 1928. Wow.
Wow, well, that only signifies that Betty White was like the coming of great things.
She really was. I wouldn't have it any other way because she is totes better than... I would slice my own fucking bread before I gave up Betty White.
I wonder who's... On the other hand, I wonder who's older than pre-toasted toast...
Soggy sandwiches.
No, have you not bought that shit at the store? It's like bread you buy toasted.
Oh yeah, I have. It's yeah. Yummy. I've had the... I think it's Bimbo. It has a different taste. It's
they
good.
They all do toasted bread, but I mean, who's older than toasted bread?
Oh, that's a good question. Who's older than Toasted Bread? Probably my parents.
Find out on one of these episodes. One.
Or the next one.
Or the next one, but one of them. So you have to keep listening.
The upcoming year. but you don't have to keep listening. Actually, you do. Because if you don't, then you're going to miss this really cool jam that Byron has for us.
It was nice. Like, I'm listening to music and then right in the middle of the song, I'm like, wow, this is actually a good song, because most of the time I'm not even paying attention to like the song, but then there's always this one part of the song that just clicks to you and you're like, oh, that's a cool ass song. So that happened to me the other day. This is K-Flay, Can't Sleep.
Maybe I've been slipping back, heading south, car sick on a Tuesday, missing cash, blacking out, heartless in a few ways, shit for luck, elbow shredded, I held things steady like too late, please calm the fuck down, I'll do whatever you say. I get it, I'm living too hard and it's time that I stop it, but rising on up and then tumbling down, well that's part of the process, bar tabs on a hot night in a cold basement. Say I'm crazy, but I feel amazing. My mother told me that the world just got its plans. I wanna hold them till they burn right through my hands. Don't ask me questions, cause I'm tired of confessing. And I know that it's not much to say, but I swear that I'd like to change. I can't sleep, stay awake, cause I've been running all day. Long nights, no peace, I feel like everybody's eyes on me. I can't sleep, I hope I stay awake. Burning the wick at both ends, screaming loud, stupid shit, scaring all of my old friends. Fell down on Bedford, hope that it's not broken. Safe to say, I might have had too much of some of these potions. I love you so much, I'm staying here all night. Don't wanna get up, I don't wanna stop, I don't wanna close my eyes. I'd rather not give a fuck and end up with some scars. The night's just long enough for me to build it all and let it fall apart.
My mother told me that the world just got its plans. I wanna hold them till they burn right through my hands. Don't ask me questions, cause I'm tired of confessing. And I know that it's not much to say, but I swear that I'd like to change. I can't sleep, I hope I stay awake, cause I've been running all day. Long nights, no peace, I feel like everybody's eyes on me. I can't sleep, I hope I stay awake, stay awake. Cause I've been running all day.
Inside the hands, no one thinks what I'm doing. feeling like it's my imagination that's causing these complications. The people I love the most are the people who always hate, and I'm making my situation much worse by communicating, cause every word that I say is just getting lost in translation. I'ma make it, cause when my shot comes, I'ma take it. My mind grows like vegetation with no high school education, cause my teachers thought that I suffered from mental retardation, but I just didn't have that patience when it came to solving equations. It seems like civilization is trapped up inside a cage. They judge a book by its cover, too lazy to flip the page. I'm rapping not for myself, but for everybody my age who was told that they never make it to perform up on that stage and get paid. But you can if you really think you need it, cause a person with a dream can never be defeated. You just keep your eyes on the prize and I guarantee you'll get it, cause hate will only stop you if you let it. You, but to you it shouldn't matter. You gotta keep your back up straight like chiropractor. Some people gonna doubt you, but to you it shouldn't matter. You gotta keep your back up straight like chiropractor. I'm a dreamer, a believer in the things that seem impossible, the things that are improbable and seem to be illogical, insoluble, apocryphal. Sometimes I'm not methodical, the chances of me making it big or small as hair follicles. Phenomenal's what I'ma be, a monster psychologically, cause honestly I wanna be a star. No astronomy, they tell me curiosity's the killer of the cat, but curiosity can suck it. I'm the killer on these tracks. Looking back on my life, I see I've always been a dreamer, and these doubters can't stand me. I'm Stanley Steamer, my demeanor is respectable. I'm clean and intellectual, and I'ma be rich with money greener than a vegetable. You see, I thought I'd let you know your anger, you should let it go. The truth is hard to chew, but that don't mean that it's inedible. Incredible is a word that I'm holding close to my heart, cause everyone's incredible if they play the part. But you don't know. Tell them. I said some people gonna doubt you, but to you it shouldn't matter. You gotta keep your back up straight, chiropractor. Some people gonna doubt you, but to you it shouldn't matter. You gotta keep your back up straight, chiropractor. Yeah, hey, ha, elevated music, yeah. Don't let nobody ever tell you you can't. Yeah, yeah. And if they do, don't listen to them, cause that's the worst mistake you can make. Live your dreams, live your life to the fullest. Yeah. You know that story, the little engine that could? Don't think you can. No, you motherfucking can. Hip hop was better before. I said, hip-hop was better before. Hip-hop was better before. It was better before. But you don't know. But you don't know. Some people gonna doubt you, but to you it shouldn't matter. You gotta keep your back up straight, chiropractors. You, but to you, it shouldn't matter. You gotta keep your back up straight, chiropractor.
I fucking hate that noise, to be quite honest, but I do not hate this song that came out of who the fuck knows where. I don't even know exactly how it came across it, but it's pretty good. I liked it. It was Cryptic with Dreamer.
Were you looking for like car alarm noises or what was going on with that? Maybe?
Yeah, actually I was. You caught me. I was trying to get myself pumped up, you know, get angry. So Googled car alarm noises. No, just kidding. But I really can't remember off the top of my head. But I'm so glad that I did. If you want to check more of him out, his name once again is Cryptic with a K and a K beginning and end. K-R-I-P-T-I-K. He's an American and Brazilian rap hip-hop artist. So, all right. Just to pay tribute to the end of summer, we decided to play for you guys our halftime funnies at the end, because what a better way than to share a moment of laughter with our loved ones.
I think when we play it at the end, we'll just call it the encore funnies. Yeah, so if you guys didn't know, this is the end, guys. We're sorry to leave you. We have no more music until next week because we just can't give you 2 hours of music. You guys will just tune out. Sorry, it's just honest. But we leave you with this. Josh Adam Myers talks about his stupendous voice.
This is my voice, by the way. I sound like Optimus Prime fucked a strip club DJ. Transformers roll out on a human 2-for-1 coming up next, y'all. This is my voice, man. My motherfucking voice.
Yep.
I used to be a strip club DJ too, though, but like I was recruited. Like somebody literally heard my voice and was like, dude. I gotcha. I know what you're doing for a living. Because what else can I do with this voice? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I did IT tech support, I would creep you out. Like if she called IT, it was like, something's wrong with my computer. None of the files will open. And I reply back, girl, you need to defragment your hard drive. Oh, yeah. Clean them out, girl. Don't worry. I'll sit here quietly breathing. It's my voice, man. I was a strip club DJ. I didn't even have to fake the voice. You know, you go to a strip club, they're always doing that strip club DJ voice. Like, all right, guys, give it up. Downtown. Take a sound downtown. Everybody next. Full downtown. Everybody downtown. Full cilantro, y'all. Downtown. Downtown. I ain't got to do that. I just say, all right, boys, go in the back and get your dick mushed.